Good evening, everyone. Today is May 9th, 2017, and we are here tonight to move towards adopting the Conference Committee report on the Transportation Omnibus Bill. For purposes of the procedure tonight, I would indicate that I don't anticipate any further testimony on everything. I feel that we've had testimony here in the Conference Committee as well as in our respective committees in the House and in the Senate. There are two amendments that are going to be offered tonight. One is the A-17 amendment that will be offered to the DE amendment that we had adopted the last time that we had met. There is also coming an oral amendment, and just so that you have a heads up so you could find it ahead of time, the oral amendment will be to delete sections 125, 128, and 136. So it would be oral amendment to delete 125, 128, and 136. Anticipating that the amendments will be adopted, then I will entertain a motion to adopt the DE amendment as amended into the Conference Committee report. Members of the committee, do any of you have any questions regarding the procedure as to how I would intend to proceed? Okay, seeing none. I would anticipate that we will have staff walk us through both the fiscal changes and the policy changes to the amendment. And why don't we start with Ms. Stengel or Ms. Boyd, if you want to walk through the fiscal changes to the A-17 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure what document to work off of. I think what I'll do is just give an overview of the few changes there are in the appropriations, and if anyone has more particular questions about where they're located in the documents, I can certainly answer those. There were a few changes from the last DE amendment that was adopted by the Conference Committee. The first is to reduce the airport fund appropriation by $200,000 in fiscal year 19. That's a one-time change. In airport development and assistance, that's just $200,000 taken off the $2.5 million suggested increase. So now it's $2.3 million in 19. And that was just to accommodate changes that were that are in the tax bill that also affected the airport fund balance, and those are to keep the fund balance whole. So that's a one-time reduction. Also, there is a shift of $4 million in general fund from the one-time appropriations to hazardous material rail safety program. In 18-19, that $4 million is reduced from that program, and instead there is a one-time general fund appropriation of $4 million for the biennium for town roads. New changes also include a deletion of the $968,000 trunk highway fund appropriation for the city of Red Wing for Highway 61 for excess trunk highway project costs. Settlement was reached in that matter, and so that appropriation is no longer needed. There are also decreases to overall trunk highway fund appropriations relative to the last agreement to not exceed the trunk highway fund balance in talks with MnDOT since the amendment was adopted. Changes in the bill changed the unreserved fund balance, and we had to make some changes to accommodate that. So those total about $27 million, and those cuts were just taken proportionally from the suggested increases for state road construction, operations and maintenance, planning and research, and program delivery. Those were just taken proportionally from there so that we don't overspend the fund balance in 18 and 19. Also, there was an increase to the Met Council General Fund appropriation. The previous amendment had $15 million a year extra one time in 18-19, and the new amendment is $25 million. So that's an increase of $25 million a year. So an increase of $10 million a year for $50 million. to stay within the target of $372 million for 18-19 from the general fund. That extra $20 million was taken from the projected shift from the auto parts sales tax revenues to highway user tax distribution fund, so that will be $20 million less in the biennium for highway user tax distribution. There is a slight increase to projected debt service.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hull.
Could we, I just ask that she could read the line number so we can find this stuff a little bit quicker.
Sure, Ms. Boyd.
Mr. Chair, I apologize. I was not working from the spreadsheet, but I can certainly point this out. Maybe we'll back up to the trunk highway fund reductions to just accommodate the fund balance would be located, if you're looking at the spreadsheet, the last column on the revised spreadsheet shows the conference position changes between the last voted on agreement and the amendment before you tonight. So on line 154 of the spreadsheet on page 4, there is a reduction to the operations and maintenance increase of $9.9 million. So the increase remains for the biennium $82.9 million, but that is $9.9 less than was in the previous agreement. Planning and delivery is on line 164, and that's a reduction of $666,000 from the previous agreement. The next change is on line 177 on page 5 for program delivery, and that's a reduction of $7.4 million from the previous agreement. And state road construction changes are on line 188 of the spreadsheet, and that is around $24 million reduction from the previous agreement. On line 202, you'll see the slight increase to debt service, and that's just in working with the management and budget. These are more refined debt service estimates on the authorizations in the bill. The bond authorizations have not changed from the last agreement, but that's an increase of $2.56 million over the 18-19 biennium. The next change I was discussing was the Met Council change, and that is located on page 8 of the spreadsheet. You'll see that on line 336, the last line on that page. And that's an increase of roughly $20 million. $20 million is an addition to the suggested increase to the appropriation. And then an additional $16,000 was added to the cost for the guideway status report. And, Mr. Chair, I believe that was my – oh, I just wanted to point out on the – I'm sorry, on page 13 of the spreadsheet, I just wanted to point out on lines 529 and 530, I'm sorry, 528 and 529, you'll see the corresponding reduction to the shift from the sales tax and auto parts, and that's the extra $20 million for the biennium that is now going toward Met Council.
Mr. Lee, anything to add to the fiscal? Any questions by any members? Seeing none, Ms. Stengel, if you would walk us through policy changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm looking at the amendment numbered A17-0443. It's a page and line amendment that was prepared today, and that's what we'll be looking at here, and I'll point out what we're looking at as we go along. You'll see a lot of changes to the numbers. I will skip over all of those because Ms. Boyd already explained how all of the money moves around. So on line 1.13 of the amendment, there's some new language about airport contingency appropriations that will allow the Commissioner of Transportation to move some of the airport funds around in certain situations. Flipping to the next page, these are mostly technical conforming changes with the numbers that Ms. Boyd went over already. Yes, thanks. So that those number changes continue all the way down through lines 3.24. On 3.25 and 3.26, you'll see that there is a change to one of the Metropolitan Council provisions. And just to back up, the amendment includes several similar effective dates and a couple other changes to the Met Council provisions that mirror the amendment that was adopted on the Senate floor, so I'll point those out as we go along. Lines 27 and 28 are both technical cleanup changes. Lines 29 and 30 narrow the road construction material special permit to exclude demolition materials. On the next page, line 4.1, it changes the year when the transit report is required from odd-numbered years to even-numbered years. The next two lines are another Met Council delayed effective date. Lines 4.5 to 4.7 are some clarifying language on determining the amount of tax proceeds to be remitted. Line 4.8 makes the number change on the remittance of sales taxes. Lines 4.9 to 4.16 are a new CTIB provision that says if CTIB is dissolved, any money that goes to the counties from the CTIB tax proceeds must be spent on transportation-related purposes. And to go along with that change, all of the existing CTIB provisions that were in the delete all amendment are now removed, and you'll see that on line 4.9 and 4.17. Lines 418 to 427 makes some additional changes to the Met Council provisions. Essentially, what's being done here is it allows the governor to appoint a chair to the Metropolitan Council, which is, increases the membership by one person, and the chair will serve at the pleasure of the governor. On 4.28, it deletes the provision that allows cities and towns to apply for opt-out service providers, and that's replaced by a section that we'll get to in a minute. On lines 5.1 and 5.2 is another Met Council effective date change. Line 5.3 deletes the last remaining CTIB section. And from 5.4 to 5.12, this is the new section I mentioned earlier that replaces the opt-out language. This specifically allows or requires the Met Council to provide financial assistance to the City of Excelsior for opt-out services. On 5.14 through 5.33, this deletes and replaces a section on the Wilkin County intersection of Trunk Highway 55 and Wilkin County Road 19. The only change here is that now the department is required only to submit one report instead of two, and the December 31st, 2019 is now a goal instead of a hard deadline. Line 5.34 through 6.6 make conforming changes to the repealers. And that concludes the amendment.
Burris, anything you wish to add? Any questions or comments by any of the members on the policy changes in the amendment?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Osmond.
Could I ask, while I appreciate the City of Excelsior, which is in my district, having a specific provision here for opt-out, could I have an explanation for that? Forgive me, I didn't see this coming, that we're removing the possibility of opt-outs choosing to go in. Is this a...
It's my understanding, Senator Osmond, that the only entity that showed any interest in this provision at all was Excelsior. Any other questions by any other members? Ms. Stengel, while we're at it, would you please go through the anticipated oral amendment removing sections 125, 128, and 136, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. So looking at the delete everything amendment that was adopted by the conference committee at a previous meeting, flip to page 110. And you'll see section 125 there. This is legislative approval of light rail projects, the first of a series of three. All three of the sections require legislative approval of light rail projects but apply to different entities. So section 125 applies to regional rail authorities. They can't spend money to construct a light rail line unless there's explicit legislative approval. On page 111, section 128, is a similar provision, except for this one applies to a metropolitan county. And then if you flip to page 120, is the third and final of these provisions. That's section 136, and this is the same provision, but it applies to the Met Council.
Mr. Burris, anything you want to add to the explanation?
Mr. Chair, no.
Thank you. Members, any questions regarding the anticipated removal of those three sections? Seeing none, I think then what we will do is move on to the adoption of the A-17 amendment. Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move the adoption of the A-17-0443 amendment to the A-17-0410 amendment that we adopted earlier.
Questions by any of the members to Representative Torkelson's motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the adoption of the A-17-0443 amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion is adopted. Representative Torkelson, to the oral amendment regarding the deletion of the Section 125, 128, and 136, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make an oral amendment to delete those sections, Section 125, Section 128, and Section 136 in the A-17-0410.
Any questions by any members?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Osborne.
Request a roll call vote.
Roll call requested. Roll call granted. Any questions by any members? Seeing none, Mr. Nelson, as soon as you are ready, if you would please take the roll.
Newman?
Yes.
Osmek?
No.
Jasinski?
Yes.
Kiffmeyer?
Yes.
Sparks? Petersburg?
Yes.
Koznick?
Pass.
Howe?
No.
Runbeck?
No.
Torkelson?
Yes.
Koznick?
Yes.
There being three affirmative Senate votes and three affirmative representative votes, the motion is adopted.
So, Mr. Chair, perhaps I misunderstood the conversation on the floor today. I had understood those were going to remain in. Am I missing what happened?
I'm sorry, Representative, I didn't understand your question.
Well, I had conversation on the floor today with Representative Torkelson, and I believe he had said that those were going to remain in.
Representative Runbeck, of course, I was not a party to the conversation on the floor on the House today, so I really don't know how to respond to the question.
Perhaps, Mr. Chair, is there any conversation you could relay in terms of that section, those sections, and what changed? I guess I'd like to know that.
Representative, are you referring to the conversation that you had with someone on the floor of the House?
Well, I'm referring to those three sections. I was not aware that they were going to be taken out.
And your question?
Well, I just wondered what the sense of the conversation was about why those are coming out.
The only direction that I could possibly give to you is I believe that there was a conversation that occurred between the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader. And my suggestion, Representative Runbeck, would be to speak to the Speaker. Just the best explanation I give you.
Thank you.
Any further questions by any of the members? Seeing none, Representative Torkelson, anything further that you can? We have to adopt. Oh, I'm sorry. We now have to entertain a motion to adopt the DE amendment as amended to the conference committee. Is that correct, Ms. Stengel? Kind of close?
Kind of close.
Maybe you want to give us the motion that we can utilize.
Mr. Chair, I believe the motion would be something to the effect of to direct staff to prepare the conference committee report to reflect the delete all amendment as amended and prepare it for signatures.
Much better stated, Representative Torkelson. Would you care to make the motion?
Thank you, Senator. I would make that motion as stated by Ms. Stengel.
Any discussion by any of the members? Seeing none, all those in favor of Representative Torkelson's motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. The motion is adopted.
I think we have it now, Senator.
Anything further you want to add?
No.
Okay. I believe that completes our responsibilities tonight, and we stand adjourned.